Most were Jobs' personal heroes. They tended to be creative people who had taken risks, defied failure, and bet their career on doing things in a different way. A photography buff, he became involved in making sure they had the perfect, iconic portraits. "This is not the right picture of Gandhi," he erupted to Clow at one point. Clow explained that the famous Margaret Bourke White photograph of Gandhi at the spinning wheel was owned by Time Life Pictures and was not available for commercial use. So Jobs called Norman Perlstein, the editor-in-chief of Time Incorporated, and badgered him into making an exception. He called Eunice Shriver to convince her family to release a picture that he loved of her brother Bobby Kennedy touring Appalachia, and he talked to Jim Henson's children personally to get the right shot of the late Muppeteer. He likewise called Yoko Ono for a picture of her late husband, John Lennon. She sent him one, but it was not Jobs' favorite. "Before it ran, I was in New York, and I went to this small Japanese restaurant that I love, and let her know I would be there," he recalled. When he arrived, she came over to his table. "This is a better one," she said, handing him an envelope. "I thought I would see you, so I had this with me." It was the classic photo of her and John in bed together, holding flowers, and it was the one that Apple ended up using. "I can see why John fell in love with her," Jobs recalled.